Quran Zayin Amin Aleph Atal. Amar of Avo, the Olam Al Yakl Odom Ema Yisrael Obeso. A person shouldn't be too intimidating in his house. Sorry, Odom Godel, Hito Dover Godel. Right, Uman Rabbi Chanin Ben Gamliel. Because somebody was too intimidating, they ended up feeding him something very awesome. Versus Hachilu Sokadaita, he ended up eating it. Hashta behemten shol tzadikim and akadosh baruch hu mevi tekol yodam tzadikim asin lakoshkein. Then the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoav didn't want to eat something that didn't have trumas and maestros taken from it, so the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't bring a takola to tzadikim, to the behem of tzadikim. Surely not going to let a tzadik eat something. Tosus explains only b'inyoni achila, because there's a pegam that you ate something that's not kosher. But to save tzaddikim from doing something b'shogeg, that we don't find other things. We saw Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol. What's it called, Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, what's it called? Was Mata the Nair on Shabbos b'shogeg, according to one opinion in the Gemara. So there we don't say this, but we do say it by food things. Ela bikshu l'achil dover gadol. We almost ate something. They wanted it. What was this Dover Godel? Evar Minachai. Rashi says what happened. Behemden shol tzadikim, b'kakol shochtim. Evar Minachai, she nevet mehem Evar Minashchuta. They lost a leg of lamb from a shechted animal. Neimoso, since he was so intimidating, they were afraid of him. His servants, chotchu avod of Evar Minachai, didn't have time to prepare another one, to shecht another animal, prepare it. So they cut off a leg from another lamb that was alive and roasted it immediately. The aviyutacht of Shalyovit, that he shouldn't understand, but he got wind of it, what's it called, and didn't eat it. But he almost ate Avram and Achai because he was so, otherwise they would have gone and explained to him, got lost, and that was it. But they were afraid of him. So therefore they didn't tell him, and they took this Eitzah better. Okay. Sholach Lei Mar Ukfel Rabbi Lozer B'nei Odom. Rabbi Lozer. Right, Rav Maruk was sent to Rav Elazar. B'nei Odom ha'omdim olai, u'biyodi l'mosul malchus. Right, I have the ability to be malshin on some people who are really giving me trouble. So can I give them over to the government? And they deserve it. But I have the power to give them over to the government, right? And obviously not going to be good for them if I do that, but it'll get them off my back. Sirtei v'kosevla, so he underlined the parchment and wrote following psukim. Amarti Eshmara Dorochai Mechto Bilsholni Eshmara Lefi Machsom. But old Rosh Lenegdi, Afopisha Rosh Lenegdi, Eshmara Lefi Machsom. Even though the Rosh is there opposite me, I'm gonna hold and guard my mouth and close my mouth and not be Malshin. So he gave him a hint from the Pasuk that he shouldn't do it. Sholach Leiko Mitzarli Tuva. She sent him another letter. He said, I can't take it. They're really bothering me. Velomatsino de Ikenbuhu. Sholach lei dom l'Hashem v'scholo lo dom l'Hashem v'hu yapilem cholecho chalolim chalolim. From another pasuk, right? You keep quiet and hold yourself back from being malshin, and the Rabbanu Shalom will see to it that they'll be thrown in front of you like dead bodies. Hashkin v'harav aleihem l'beis hamedrash v'hein kolim yaleihem. You go and what's it called and learn, and in the schus of your Torah, the Rabbanu Shalom will protect you from them. Hadover Yosef Pir of Elezev and Asnula Geneva Bekola, one of these people who was bothering Rabbi Marukva was Geneva. And the mice he listened to what Rabbi Elezev told him, and he learned extra special, and they put Geneva into a kolar, what?
Chains.
Okay.
Is
it
halacha
that's
quoted in the Gemara sometimes?
I don't know.
Isn't
that
Mora?
I don't think so. Mustamanat. Is it halacha l'maisa? Mustama, there's conditions, but that to be malshin on somebody in this case was not the proper thing to do. I don't know. Mustama, there are conditions where maybe it is the right thing to do. But in this case, it wasn't. Rashi. Ha'omdim olai lecharif alagadif. They're what's it called? Be mecharif megadif. They're cursing me constantly. It could be that if they were damaging him monetarily or damaging him physically, it'd be different. ביודי למוסון כוח ביודי להלשין עליה ונגדי מריבו מקטינתני גניבו היה חולק עליו. גניבו was one of the people that were that were cursing him or whatever. Kolor shal shalosh shal barzel, chains of iron. Shenos nimshom hamuchtov lemalchus lariga. They put him in chains and they were going to execute him. Shochalei lemar ukva zimram menolan da oser. How do you know you're not allowed to listen to music? Stam music. Sirtei fekosev lehu al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'amim. I have a lish lehu mihacha b'shir lo yishtu yayin yemar sheichar l'shosav. That's only what's it called musical accompaniment to song. But stam to sing with your mouth could be mutter. No, and we already learned in Sota that this applies according to many only with your doing this really choshev. You wake up and go to sleep like kings to music. I'm not talking about the radio, the alarm. But you know, what's it called? You have these troubadours in your bedroom, you know, what's it called? Or a choir of Pirchei Yerushalayim waking you up in the morning or something like that. Or at by drinking in at wine parties. When you drink wine also. Those are the two. What?
Maybe in Yerushalayim too.
What in Yerushalayim too?
They have all music in Yerushalayim, like
yeah, that's not a halacha. That was about 100 years old because of a dream that somebody had. That the reason that there were what's it called, there were a lot of tzoris in Yerushalayim at the time, and somebody had a dream that the reason was because they had music by chasanah. So in Yerushalayim they were kabbal on themselves a minig. It's only a minig Yerushalayim. Shaila even which part of Yerushalayim? Only the Ira Hatika at the time was only Bein Achomos. But it's not a halacha in Yerushalayim. That's why there are many poskim will hold that that inyan was only for the people there, and it was only in the old city, and it was what's it called, not for people that from outside or whatever. Kamash Malans. Therefore, we run the other pasuk that it's bechlal osur, but again, it's only osur according to many opinions if it's not l'dvar mitzvah. Even l'dvar mitzvah can mean that it puts you in a good mood spiritually to listen to that kind of music. Or it's what's it called, even if it's not l'dvar mitzvah, but it's not b'shtiyas yayin, and it's not something extra special, like getting up and going to sleep by this music, there's heterin. Omer le'Rav Huna bar Noson l'Rav Ashi. My d'siv shenor, Moshe Feinstein is very machmer, though. He holds that the music, b'chlal, is mistama osur, right, in all situations, except for a chasen or something like that, or mamish for a dvar mitzvah. My deceive kino v'dimona v'adoda. These are psukim in Yoshua that basically are cities. Omerle masvasa d'Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. I know what it is. It's cities in Eretz Yisrael. Omerle atu anolo yodana masvasa d'Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. Of course, I know it's cities, but there must be something deeper to it also than this. The pasuk mentioning these cities. El Rav Gvia miargiza omer botaima. Right, Rav Gvia miargiza said taka tam a drash. I wonder what the drash is. I know what the pashup shot is. What's a drash? Kol sheyesh lo kina, the drash is, these cities make up the following message. Right? Kina can be also kina. A person has kina chadero, v'domim, and he keeps quiet. He doesn't exercise that kina. Shochin adayad osalodin, the rabbanu shalolim, who shochin adayad, right? That's the kina is, and then dimon is domim. Adada shochin adayad, will champion his cause. Amarle elameata, and keen over here doesn't mean jealousy. It means zealous. He has a reason to be zealous against somebody else. Rashi says that. Zimra l'shoru v'samishtos. Zimra over here means to sing in wine parties, in bars. Yimar sheikhar yehemar. Drinking sheikhar, it's strong wine, is going to be bitter for the person. Demona kinor, that if you use a musical accompaniment, miargiza shemakum, kino kas, machmesar shelitzaro. Right, kino over here means you're angry about something, right? Because the guy was bothering you and you're angry of him. Kino hu lashon shadam misaber al rivo, o al riv hacheri, zealous, kamo kano kanise, kamo bekanoes kinosi, that kind of zealousness of Pinchas, not jealousness. Omer le elamiata tzikla umidamnema v'sansana hachinami. Right, these are also names of cities in Shua. So you can tell me there's a drash there too. I bet you that if Rav Gevia was here, he would also say a drash on this too. Rav Achim ibechozo omer bohachi. And Rav Achim ibechozo taka said a drash on it. Kol mishiesh lo tzakas legimal chareiro. Right? The domain shochin bisneh also lo din. Similar idea. Rashi tzakas legima shegozel mimenu v'yorid lechayev l'sharing is on nosa. Tzakas legima means he has a complaint against somebody who's taking away his parnasa, taking away food out of his mouth. So if he's quiet and he doesn't exercise his right to do something about it, so the Rabban Shom who shochin b'sneh, who champions the cause of downtrodden people like the sneh, will champion his cause. For the Malshinim? What do you mean?
We say it in the Shemon Esrei, the Malshinim.
Yeah.
So all this is for people who want to cause you trouble.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if you need a makor for this. It's what's it called over there. It was more the Malshinim over there, even though we say the Malshinim was really a Birkas Aminim. And it wasn't against people who necessarily were Malshin, but against the heretics, the early Christians, according to many. That's it called from Gamliel. And the early Christians both were danger and ruchnius wise to Klal Yisrael because they were a messianic sect. They looked like Jews. They had what's it called, all the trappings of Yiddishkeit, except they believed in a Messiah who died and was going to come back. Sounds similar to something. But in any case, so they were a very dangerous sect, and they had to make sure that people, there were even chashoshes that frum yidden were minim, and if they couldn't say the bracha properly, the Gemara says you had to be choshed that maybe they're a min. So and also they had the ear of the Roman government, and they were malshinim also. So because of the censors, the bracha has been changed sometimes, and according to some gears like ours, it doesn't even have minim in it at all, just the malshinim. But the ikar was birchas haminim. Right, Rabbi Yaakov for sure says the bracha with the regular nosach, I assume. Okay, so but in any case, but we poshim, we have an adulterated nosach for whatever reason. We keep saying it, even though that's not really the nosach it should be.
In other words, for further information, look at Shimon
Esrei. Right. Okay, good idea. In fact, just since you mentioned that, I see that Mashiach is soon to come, because they're actually selling my book in Kiryat Sefer, in one of the Stux bookstores.
The first print.
Right. So that has to do with Malminim also. Okay. In any case, I was like shocked. Okay. Omer Leiresh Kalusel Rav Huna. Klilo Minolon Da'asu. Okay, how do you know that you're not allowed to make crowns? It's a shayla. Rashi says a crown. Tosa says it's a chuppah, a special kind of chuppah they used to make for a chosin. Omar le midrabanan. It's only also midrabanan. There's no pasuk to tell you that. Disnan. But pul mishalas besainis. We had this in Sota just recently, right, which we haven't made a siyum on yet, so we're still holding in Sota, and even in Nazir, and maybe even before that, no, that was Nazir and Sota, so we're learning Sota. Pul mishalas besainis gozra atoras chasonim val ha'irus. Right, Iris was this tambourine. The Hochi Kom Rav Huna Lafnuye. So Rav Huna said it's only the Rabbana, and he got up and he went to the bathroom. So Rav Chisda didn't want to say anything in front of Rav Huna, he was his Rebbe. But when Rav Huna went away, so Rav Chisda spoke up. Kroksiv, there's a remez to this. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Hoser Hamitznefes Vahori Moatora Zos Lo Zos. Hashvela higba v'agavoa hishpil. The chima inyan mitznefes etzel atora. What's the mitznefes doing by the atora? Atora is for chasonim, and mitznefes is for the kohen gadol. Right, Tosus points out taka that the Tosus speaks about it, that the kohen gadol was a mitznefes, and the kohen hedyot were a mikbas, and they weren't the same thing. One was according to some lower and place where the tefillin to be put, and the what's it called, and there's no need for the tefillin, because the what's it called, the Kohen Gadol had to have the tzitz, so his hat had to be different than the Kohen Hedyot. Some say that mitznefesh was like a turban where they wound the thing around, sonuf, a lot. And the other one was almost like a hat. Mikvas was more like one of these magician hats, you know, witches' hats or whatever, that was high and pointed. But in any case, in other places, mashma, there was no difference between them, except that one was called the mitznefesh, one was called mikvas, and they're interchangeable. So elalomer lechob is mancha mitznefesh barosh kohen gadol. When the mitznefesh is on the head of the kohen gadol, atara barosh kol adam, then people can wear crowns or have these chuppas above them. Nistalka mitznefesh mirosh kohen gadol, when there's no kohen gadol, nistalka atara mirosh kol adam. Right, then there's no more what's it called, no more atara. So it's, even though it's only derabanan, there's a hint in the pasuk. Rashi klilo hayu osin ataros lechasonim. Yeshel zav the kesef tzvuos umetziyores begofres umelach shekorin nail the yeshel vered v'hadas. They used to make them out of different things, out of gold, silver, and engrave, what's it called, color them with different kinds of colorings, or some were made out of flowers. The pulmus chel shehelas besayinus kodem shabot titus aleim. The first legions that came against Klal Yisrael before Titus came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So in the first legions, this was Asur. Vela Irus, the first Perek Basur de Sota, Tavla de Chad Puma, the Havi Zuga Mekashke, some playing the tambourine. Rav Chisda Tamido Shorav Huna, Havi Velo Havi Hoyam Nation Befanav. Rav Chisda didn't want to speak up in front of Rav Huna. The Chikom Rav Huna, Omer Rav Chisda, the Rekalusa Krosiv. So Reish Kalusa asked this question, so Rav Chisda didn't want to answer in front of Rav Huna, so Rav Huna left. Rav Chisda said, yeah, there is a pasuk that hints to it. Ma inyan v'halom mitznefes mi bigde kahunahu. So adahachi osa Rav Huna. Rav Huna came back and he knew what was going on. Hashkechino d'havi yasvi amar lehu Elohim midrabanan. Really, it's midrabanan. But you just find a nice remnant to it. Your name is Chizda and your words are very charming. That when the kahuna will be bottled, the malchus will also be bottled. The chasodim mila, chasudim v'noin v'recha. Your words are very charming, very nice, right? So he praised what he said. There's a right. So right from here, that something you learn from a pasuk in Nach has more of a din than a din de rabbanan. It's midivrei kabbalah. It's not min haTorah. It's only a pasuk in Nach. But divrei kabbalah is stronger than the din de rabbanan. We find that by Megillah, that the Gemara over there is Megillah's mashma, that a city, not mashma, the Gemara says that a city that's a sothic, whether it's a mukaf choma or not, so reads on both days. The Chorah Misafik, you should say, shouldn't read it all. Safik Darabon, Lekula. Right, so there's a Ran that says, you know, whenever you say Safik Darabon and Lekula, and it comes out that you can't do the thing at all, then you do it both ways. But the Ran also says that since it's Divrei Kabbalah, Megillah's Esther, right, it has more of a din of Deraisa, Lechumra, not Lekula. So you see over here also that Darabonon is pure Darabonon, where there's some kind of Raya from a Pasuk. In Nach, it's a stronger Halacha. Ravina Ashkeche Lamar Baravashi, the Havi Godl Klila the Barte. Right? Ravina found Maravashi was making this crown, or like Tosu says, this special chuppah for his daughter. Omarle lo sover lamar, hosar hamitznefes lahari matara. Don't you hold of this halacha that you're not allowed to have these kind of crowns for a chosin? Omarle dumya the Kohen Godl, and a chanami. You can't have it for a chosin, because it has to be like the Kohen Godl, a zocher, but gavri, of a menoshi lo, but the kalas can have their crowns. My zos lo zos, Doris Ravavira, Zimdin Omarle Mishmeid Ravami, Ver Zimdin Omarle Mishmeid Ravasi. Sometimes he quoted this in the name Ravami, sometimes Ravasi. B'shoa Shomra Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hotzara Mitznefes, Vahari Moatara, Omru Malachi Ashtar Lesenei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribon Shalom, Zos Lohem Yisrael, Shikdimu Lefanecha Besinai Nasel V'Nishma, Zos. Right, this is for Klal Yisrael, they're going to take away their Malchus and their Kahuna, right, and they, what's it called, said Nasel V'Nishma, No, this is for the same Klal Yisrael that picked up the lowly and put down the high. What it means, they demoted me and picked up this tzelem in my place. Torah Rav Avira Zimdin Omerle Mishmeid Ravami Zimdin Mishmeid Ravasi. Same thing. Rav Avira also said this sometimes the name Ravami, sometimes Ravasi. Maidach Siv, Ko amar Hashem im shleimim v'gam v'chein rabim v'chein nago zuva avar im roa adam shemizolnosa mitzumtzamim. Right, a person sees that his food is complete. In other words, he doesn't have enough. Right, yasam im tzedakah. What should he do? Give tzedakah. The kol shkein shem merubim. Right, and surely if he has a lot of money, he should give tzedakah. My v'chein nago zuva avar. And then he'll be, what's it called, sheared and go, nagozu, and he'll be like Geziza, and he'll go through. Tonet to Rabbi Shmuel, kol agozes minachosav, if he shears, he cuts off from his property, and gives it to tzedakah, v'osem en tzedakah, nitzol medina shel gehenim. Then that saves him from the din of gehenim. Moshe l'shtei rechelo, shohayu over s'vamayim, there were two sheep that had to go over, what's it called, through some water. Achas gezuza, one was sheared. So it wasn't weighted down when the water, you know, what's it called, was absorbed into its wool. So it passed through the water easily. The other one wasn't sheared, and it didn't make it through the water. It was weighted down because of the wool. If they're just, you just have enough, or even not enough, right? But it's limited. Then give tzedakah, and surely if you have more, the chen nagozu v'over harihen mishulim laovrim benahar al yedek zizak shagzuzo veres kach gozus mehem letzedakah v'yirbu. If you share your nechasim by giving tzedakah, you'll pass through the din of Gehenim. Whereas the people who still have their nechasim and didn't give it up in their lifetime to tzedakah, at least part of it, they're not going to make it through. Okay. The next year, what? Yeah, this is for sure a makor for.
Okay.
Well, next year will be on Friday.
Friday in the sukkah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a difference between arguing with your Rebbe and saying something. The Reish Kavusa asked a question. Rav Chisda answered him, and if Rav Huna answered him, and if Rav Chisda would have spoken up and say, no, it's not the Rabbanan, I have a pasuk. Been a little bit of chutzpah to Reish Kavusa, right? In other words, nobody asked you. The question was asked to your Rebbe. He gave an answer. Oh, you're piping up or whatever. So when he left, he told him, there's a pasuk. To the Rebbe, maybe, yeah. Could argue with the Rebbe. But to answer the Reish Kavusa, where the Rebbe already answered, it was already a chutzpah. Right, he could have told him. Right, could have. What?
Did he say in front of the Reish Kavusa?
No.
The Reish Kavusa also left.
What do you mean?
No,
he said it to the Reish Kavusa when Rav Huna left in his presence, he went to sell, but he said, now he's not here, I'll tell you what I think. And Rav Huna heard what they were talking about. He came back, he said, what's it called? The truth is the Rabbanan. Very nice, but it's the Rabbanan. And Lamai said, Pasuk's a nice thing, and I'm not upset that you'd said a nice pshat. What's it called? He praised it.